May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, this morning, I'm wondering what the word mother means to you. I expect it will induce many different reactions depending on your experience of having or being a mother. Each of us will have had a different and varied experience, and this will help shape our understanding of what the word mother might mean to us. For some, it will evoke positive memories of love and care, but for others, it may be painful and bring hurt. However, even though today is a day when we do celebrate and thank God for our mothers, we also celebrate the people who are like mothers to us. Much mothering has, I'm sure, been given and received in your life, and that's just how it should be. Having a mother's love is one of the best kinds of love. If you think about it, we all have different kinds of people who are like mothers to us. This is a kind of love that nurtures, sustains, and carries us through the difficult parts of our lives. Our gospel reading sees Jesus in pain, suffering and dying on the cross, but his love for his mother and his best friend still find a place in his heart, even during his passion. Jesus says to his mother, "Woman, here is your son," and to John, the beloved disciple, he says, "Here is your mother." Jesus here creates a new family in his final hours. He gives his mother to his friend and vice versa. What love this shows to us here today. The passage also reminds us of the possible pain of motherhood. The pain of having to see our children suffering, in pain, and maybe even to die. Do you remember a few weeks ago, Mary was told by Simeon in the temple when Jesus was just a baby and presented in the temple on Candlemas. Simeon said to Mary, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too." This has now come to pass with the cross on which Jesus hangs. The cost of motherhood is no small thing. And it's not just Mary who feels the pain. Many of us have suffered the pain of motherhood. And more recently, the pain of motherhood has become a challenge of motherhood through lockdown. Parents have had to take on the unenviable task of home learning with mixed results, some taking to it like ducks to water, others really struggling with it. We've also haven't been able to visit our mothers or our children during this lockdown. Care homes have been out of bounds for many, and many mothers have sadly died without their family being able to be with them. And I know some of you here today will have experienced some of that pain, and my heart goes out to you. When we first have a child, we cannot imagine how our lives might change, how our lives might be affected. A child can affect our lives in many ways, and we can't imagine the outcomes. And as I said earlier, parenthood can be difficult for many people. Some of us may have never known our mothers or lost them a long time ago. Some of us have had children who have disappointed us or whom we have disappointed. Some of us have longed for children but have never had them. Or some of us have had the awful, awful pain of losing a child. Life is often messy, isn't it? And it's never perfect. And families are just the same. Whatever the greeting cards industry or Hollywood tries to tell us, there is not always a happy ending, and families are far from perfect. But the message today is that family exists where people are loving towards one another, not just where there is a mother and a father and children. Our gospel reading shows us how that sort of family can be created. As Jesus asked his mother to look after his best friend, and that friend to look after his mother. He knows he won't be there to care for them both, but he wants the best for both of them. So here, even while he's telling John that Mary is now his mother, and Mary that John is to be her son, it's mostly Jesus who does the mothering. You see, you don't have to be a woman, let alone a mother, to share in the important work of mothering. It's something we can all do. As I said previously, Jesus brings a new family to birth through his loving care, and the family he establishes is the family that's here today. It's the church, and you are all part of that family. The church can also be like a mother to us. It should provide us with comfort, with love, and with nurture. And it's also our calling to give these things to others too. We don't just receive, but we give, just like a mother does. We all share the responsibility of a mother's love with everyone here on Zoom with us this morning. We are all connected, and I don't mean connected via the internet. We are connected spiritually. We are part of the same family. So we can and we should share in the work of mothering to one another. And that doesn't mean just those people in our church building. It means whoever is part of the Christian community. Now, St. Paul, when he was writing to the church in Colossians, reminds us about how to share that motherly love with one another. He says we should clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Quite a long list, that, isn't it? And there's more in there. I've just taken a section from that reading that Joe read for us earlier. There's a long list. And these are all the qualities of being a mother. They are motherly behaviour. And we are encouraged to take all of those aspects of motherhood and put them into our lives. We are encouraged to forgive one another and let peace rule our hearts. We were called in the one body, and that is what we also celebrate today. So, to sum up, Mothering Sunday is all about those who mother us, women, men and children, those who care for us, and those who teach us, and those who help us grow. We go on needing people like that, whether we're 5 or 50. So let's ask God to help us to share in the work of mothering, of loving and caring for one another, and let's make our church one true family where all are welcome, particularly when we open our church doors once again in a couple of weeks. Today we thank God for our mothers and for those who are like mothers to us. And we're also reminded to give thanks for all those who help us in this life. And to thank God also for loving us, for providing those people, so that we in turn can love God and one another. Let's clothe ourselves in love this week and beyond.